Hello, we're the Joyful Minable. I'm Ritzy.
I'm Ridian.
And I'm Matt.
And you're listening to Why Not Radio.
And welcome to another episode of Why Not Radio here at KX93.5. I am Josh T. Landau, flying solo once again this week after our Brit special last week, and thanks to my co-host Matt for helping out with that. But back to normalcy this week. A lot of new music, basically 2 weeks worth, piled up because I didn't get to play any of my picks last week. So I'll squeeze in as much as I can today. That, of course, was new music from The Joy Formidable. Very excited. They have a new album called Hitch, their third full-length, coming out on March 25th, and that was the first single from it, The Last Thing on My Mind. And we will continue with new music from Iggy Pop. Now, last week I would have played Gardenia for you, but this week I'm going to play the second taste of the album Post-Pop Depression that Iggy and Josh Homme have teased us with, I suppose. It's called Break Into Your Heart from Iggy Pop here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5.
I'm gonna break.
We'll be right back.
That's Australian band The Jezebels from their upcoming new release, Cynthia, which is a clever combination of the woman's name, Cynthia, and synthesizer, because it's S-Y, not C-Y, Cynthia. The song's called Pleasure Drive. And sad news from the Jezebels camp, as their keyboard player is undergoing treatment for a rare form of cancer. She's been undergoing treatment for quite a while, but they've still been able to tour, and she's been able to do everything that she needs to do for the band. But in this case, she needs to stay home in Australia, and so the band has actually canceled their entire tour. They were going to be coming to the States, but will not be at this time as the new album makes its way out. But hopefully she'll be doing better soon and they'll be able to come back. Savages before the Jezebels from their new album, Adore Life, which is out now. And we heard Surrender. Iggy Pop started the set with Break Into Your Heart from the upcoming Post-Pop Depression. This is Why Not Radio on KX93.5. And I don't mention it that often, but you can follow me on Twitter at Josh T. Landau. That's at JoshTLandow. You can also email me if you ever want to. Josh@whynotradio.net. That's YNOTRADIO.net. Let's hear music from Islands right now. They are going to be releasing two albums on the same day. That day being May 13th. And the albums being Taste and Should I Remain Here at Sea, their sixth and seventh albums, respectively. Now, why not just do a double album, you ask? Because the albums don't fit together as one cohesive piece of work, according to the band. They are two separate things. Why release them on the same day? I have no idea. But that's what they're doing. So I thought we could play two songs from Islands, because they released singles from both upcoming albums. We will start with Back Into It from Should I Remain Here at Sea, and then we'll hear Charm Offensive from Taste, two from Islands, here at Why Not Radio on KX93.5.
Those songs we used to sing, we haven't sung them in so long. I'll sing one with you now. Oh. to sing. We haven't sung them in so long. I'll sing one for you now.
This is Danny,
Pete,
Andy,
Holly, Jess, and we're Lucius, and this is Why Not Radio.
New music from Operators here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5. That's actually the first single from their just-announced debut full-length album, Blue Wave. The song was Cold Light. We've heard some singles from them. EP1 came out in 2014, but this seems like a long-awaited debut full-length from Dan Bochner's latest project. Of course, if you don't know who Dan Bochner is, he was in Wolf Parade and Handsome Furs and then Divine Fits along with Britt Daniel from Spoon. The album, Blue Wave, going to be out on April 1st. And again, that song was called Cold Light. Before that, Lucius with another single from their upcoming Good Grief that's going to be out beginning of March. That was Something About You. And it's a great song to listen to, but you've got to watch the video for it. It is very bizarre with all kinds of body manipulations. It's hard to describe, but check it out. It's weird. Lucius with Something About You. And then we had those two songs from Islands in the first half of the set from their upcoming albums, plural, that they're releasing on the same day. Now, Animal Collective are up next. They are releasing Painting With on February 19th. We've heard Floridada, of course, but this is another song that they released through an app, and it's like a painting app because their album is Painting With. In fact, it's called the Painting With app, and it's kind of like an MS Paint vibe to it, but you can use the camera, and you can also use the members of Animal Collective's faces as a paintbrush. So it's kind of neat. But the neatest thing is that while you're painting, you get to listen to another song from the album called Lying in the Grass. And we'll hear it right now. You don't even have to paint. But if you want to paint, go ahead and paint here at Why Not Radio on KX93.5.
that kind of man, Mama.
I should know better than to take your love letters to heart.
We're Chairlift.
And you are listening to Why Not Radio.
That was Dive, D-I-I-V, here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5, Under the Sun, from their second album that is out tomorrow, called Is the Is R. And before that, we heard from Chairlift from their album Moth. It was Moth to the Flame, so sort of the title track. An Animal Collective with Lying in the Grass at the top of the set. Gonna get right into our last full set here tonight with new music from PJ Harvey that she just premiered from her upcoming release, the Hope 6 Demolition Project, which she partially recorded in front of a live studio audience, as they say in the sitcoms, but actually a museum audience. She was behind glass. This was last year, and she was working on recording the album as kind of an art installation, which is a cool idea. The Hope 6 Demolition Project will be released on April 15th, a tax day treat from PJ Harvey, even though I guess it's not tax day in the UK, but this is The Wheel here at Why Not Radio on KX93.5.
Yeah. a wall. A one direction unisex and one size fits all. My mind goes to work like it's stuck in reverse. Derail my train of thought, car crash in a hearse. Just the other day I had a feeling like this. I had to search the deep web to see if I still exist. And it's true, I live the ADD life with you. You got the ADD too. Too much, it's never enough. And I never showed that it would become easy, but nobody told me it'd be so tough. To never get done. A thousand sheets of blank paper glued to my tongue. 100 screens to pass through my periphery a day. I'm a too much information generation cliche. Tomorrow's just a yesterday's to-do list away. Another distraction's just waiting to happen. Assalamu alaikum, I'll see you when I'm dead. And it's true, I live the ADD life with you. You got the ADD too. For sure that it wouldn't come easy, but nobody told me it'd be so cold.
Their seat and I gotta go back in. I'm out the store, their seat and I gotta go back in.
I'm out the store and I gotta go in. Tell them my cerebellum's not functioning. Tell them that I can't find my melon again.
And a sea of information is slimming away. We got the ill communication, but nothing,
nothing, nothing to say.
And it's true, I live the ADD life with you. You got the ADD too.
Space gum, too full of stuff.
And I know for sure that it wouldn't come easy, but nobody told me it'd be
so true. I live the ADD life with you. You got the ADD too. Too much, it's never enough.
And I know for sure that it wouldn't come easy, but nobody told me it'd be
so.
Why Not Radio?
What you give, you take back twice as much. I used to miss you, but now.
some surf rock for you there from Burnt Palms, a California band. Keeping it kind of local. I don't know where in California they're from. But that was Never Met You from their album Back on My Wall. Before that, new music from the So-So Glows, who just announced their third album, Kamikaze. They haven't given an exact release date. It's coming out in the spring. And that's the first single called ADD Life from So-So Glows. Got to see them last year. I forget who they were opening up for, but they put on a very energetic show. And we started that set with PJ Harvey, The Wheel. Time to wrap up this edition of Why Not Radio here at KX93.5. And we're going to do it with something from Bloc Party's new record, Hymns, which is not as like dancey a Bloc Party record as we've come to expect. A lot of mellower, slower moments on here. And this is one of those that I really like. It's called Into the Earth from Bloc Party to wrap up tonight. I'm Josh T. Landau. Good night, everybody. Catch you next week. I won't go hungry 'cause I know